From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, October 14th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Happy Monday. It's pretty quiet here this morning, although markets have turned mixed. Lower this overnight this morning, but beans have turned back to the positive side. Still seeing some weakness in corn and wheat here this morning. Really a pretty quiet day. No bank today. Or no money movement today, and no government offices open today. So export inspections and crop progress are both delayed until tomorrow. And that'll push back all the weekly reports here by one day this week. Weather-wise, continuing to see some rainfall in parts of Argentina and Brazil, and that's supporting some active planting progress, or kind of catching up their pace here a little bit, and would expect that trend to continue. Still looking at fairly dry conditions in the Black Sea region, although some scattered showers are possible there this week. Probably a little disappointment to the commodity markets was the fact that China had their big economic meeting over the weekend and didn't really come out with any profound announcements in terms of stimulus or any real numbers that support what kind of money they're going to put after their stimulus. So that was a little disappointing to the commodity markets overall. Harvest progress here in the U.S. continues to move along. Looks like it's going to be pretty wide open, at least on the eastern side of the Midwest here for the foreseeable future. Some rain chances is possible here later this week out in the western side of the Corn Belt. So we'll keep an eye on that. But looks like after this little cool down, we're going to see temperatures warm back up and should continue to support active planting progress, especially on the eastern side of the Midwest. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 412.5, down 3.25. March corn at 429.25, down 3.75. November soybeans 1007, up 1.5. January soybeans 1022.25, that's up 1.25. December meal 315.60, up 50 cents. December bean oil 4283, that's down 50. December Chicago wheat 596.75, down 3.25. We have December Kansas City wheat 598.75, down 5.75. December Minneapolis wheat 637.5, down 6.25. Livestock markets are mixed here this morning. December cattle 187.70, up 12. November feeders 250.20, that's up 40. December hogs 76.40, down 125. So really the news here, the start to week is pretty limited, just continuing to watch weather both here in the U.S., both in South America, generally favorable for the most part in terms of market reaction. So continues to be pretty quiet here to start the week, and especially after that report we saw on Friday, did not change the balance sheets a whole lot, but did remind the trade again that the U.S. is currently harvesting record crops, both for the corn and soybeans. So that provided a little bit of lid to the markets ending last week and spilling over into early this week. But otherwise, Kimberly, a quiet news day here today, and quiet markets to start the week.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.